Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're talking with Howie Jacobson. Howie is one of the world's leading authorities on the use of Google AdWords to make money, and he was involved in pay-per-click fairly early on by virtue of the fact that he went to assistant training. And we're going to talk about how his career developed, how he became a master of Google AdWords, and where that's taken him and where that's taken his clients. We're also going to talk about his new book. And this is not an e-book, and this is not a self-published book, and this is not, you know, one of those kind of crazy things. This is a book that actually published by a major publisher. It's part of the For Dummies series. It's called Google AdWords for Dummies. The author is, of course, Howie Jacobson, who we're going to be talking with in just a second. We're going to talk a lot about this book, and I'm actually going to recommend that if you're interested in excelling in Internet marketing, if you're interested in what we do at The System, if you're interested in growing your business, whether you're on the Internet or not, if you're interested in getting a lot of insight into the real world of business, I'm going to send you to a webpage, realmarketingbooks.com/2008. That's realmarketingbooks.com/2008. But let's talk with Howie about the book and what's in it and how it came to be written, and Google AdWords, and the future of Internet marketing, and opportunity for Internet marketing. Howie, welcome.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be here.
Now, Howie, you started out as an educator, teacher, and then you made a transition to the consulting world.
Yep. After about 15 years of teaching, I took a vow of non-poverty and decided I was going to try to figure out how to crack $30,000 a year.
Wow. Okay.
Which, you know, after 15 years of in the nonprofit world, it seemed like a pretty lofty thing. So I worked for a company, I got some experience in the business world, and then after 9/11, I decided to go off on my own. I was working in Manhattan, and I was helping with marketing, and I wasn't doing a particularly good job.
You didn't really have any training in marketing at that point.
Oh, I bought all the books on the shelf at Barnes & Noble by, like, the guy who did New Coke and, you know, Columbia professors, and I read Kotler on marketing. So I had worse than no training. I had inappropriate training. I had training to sell soft drinks, you know, not real things to real people in small businesses.
It's really interesting that you bring that up because, of course, now the environment's changed, but I remember when I was getting started, you know, a while back, in the 80s, there really wasn't any material for what I call the bootstrap entrepreneur. Everything was geared to corporate examples. And you can learn a lot from big corporations. I'm not one of these guys that says, you know, big corporations are dumb. They're anything but. But a lot of the things that they can do by virtue of their size and their resources and their infrastructure and their momentum, we can't do. We can't apply as a bootstrap entrepreneurs. We have to use guerrilla tactics, or, you know, and to me, a guerrilla tactic is low cost, high impact, and that stuff is that was and kind of remains to this day a little bit hard to learn. And you can, and it is true because I experienced that you can actually be set down the wrong road by trying to follow some of the books that you find in the bookstore. Which is why I like your book so much, because you started out as a bootstrap entrepreneur. The techniques that you talk about in the book are the techniques that have worked not only for you, but for hundreds of clients that have been involved with directly or indirectly by working with other consultants. So great. So you attempted self-education the traditional way, which was to read the experts, and that didn't work out too well. So then what happened?
Right. Well, then I found a coach who turned me on to direct marketing. And specifically, I discovered Dan Kennedy's newsletters, and he was touting you as the ultimate expert on Internet marketing. So I'd started my own business. I was doing sort of life coaching. You know, it seemed like fun, and I thought I could help people. And so I called you up, and I said, I think I need a website. Can you, you know, why am I going to mess around? I get the best guy in the world to make me a website. And you said, well, you know, I don't really want to do that. I would do it, and it would, but I would charge you an awful lot of money to do it because I really don't want to. It would be like $5,000 plus $100 a month for hosting. But I'm doing a seminar next month, and I'll teach you how to do everything. And you sent me to the page, and I looked at it, and I thought, well, for $2,000, I could do it myself. And, you know, and I'm the guy who'd spend like 16 hours trying to fix the toilet instead of paying the plumber to come in. So it really appealed to me to kind of do it yourself. So I went kind of expecting that I would learn. I mean, I did read the sales letter, and there was a whole bunch of things that really piqued my interest about it. But I didn't know what I was getting. I thought I was going to kind of take a technical course on how to make a website and use it for marketing.
Oh.
And I showed up, and I discovered this world, this hidden world that I didn't know existed of, as you said, this guerrilla bootstrap, yet it wasn't sort of opportunity seeker stuff. This was in this tradition of direct marketing, which I had just become immersed in. And so what you were presenting and what has become my business, I think it's exactly the same thing. It's taking 100-year-old principles of direct response marketing and applying it to these new technologies that are popping up faster than ever before. And this was right after the dot-com crash, where we saw all these new technologies and no one could figure out, you know, in Silicon Alley or Silicon Valley, people couldn't figure out how to make money off of them. So, you know, to discover this skunk works of folks who had been making money off of this type of stuff for decades, mm-hmm. and just saying, oh look, an autoresponder is just an easy, cheap way to send out a multi-step mailing, and this web page is just lead generation. Oh, and you know, there were people who knew what all this was before, as soon as it hit, they said that they could put it into a marketing framework that immediately could make sense and work.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. This is so important for anybody, whether they're a beginner in this or even if they've been around a while. Never forget, or another way to put it is always remember, that internet marketing is direct marketing. It's not, internet marketing is not some, you know, weird specialty sideline off by itself. It's in the tradition of direct marketing. And the reason why that's important is we already know a ton of stuff about what sells and what doesn't sell and what works and what doesn't work that we've learned over decades of research and experience. And, with, you know, some people have the experience personally, but you can get that experience from books. And there's a lot of great classic direct marketing books that are incredibly helpful. If you stay on that road, if you keep reminding yourself, hey, this is direct marketing, this is tried and true direct marketing, and you apply direct marketing principles to the internet, you will do very well. And where I see people get into trouble is where they start to think, you know, the internet's some, you know, special case. You know, it's a new world. There are new things about the internet, and they're worth learning, and there are some technologies and some tricks that are unique to the internet. But the core of what we do is old-fashioned selling, and connected with that is the tradition of direct marketing. So if you get nothing else from this call, I honestly, don't ever let anybody tell you that internet marketing is some weird outer space kind of thing where you have to spend an arm and a leg to learn it. If you learn the fundamentals of direct marketing, you will instantly understand how to use internet marketing tools intelligently. That's how those of us that got started early were able to get started so early.
It's something you said at the very first seminar I attended, which is don't worry about the technology any more than an author has to worry about how to make ink.
Right. Exactly. Like, you know, when we sit down, yeah, or when you use the telephone, do you know how your telephone works? I don't have a clue. Like, I know how to dial. I know how to hold the phone to my ear. That's it. That's all I know about the technology. Internet's a little more involved than using a telephone, but I guess the message here is don't let anybody get you all wrapped up in the minutiae of technology. You want to learn that stuff. You want to learn it quickly, solidly, and then you want to focus on the real thing, which is selling. And we already know so much about selling, so much about direct marketing, that it gives us the proverbial unfair advantage over everybody else when we approach internet marketing, because we're coming from a background. We're not just, you know, guessing. So great. So that was a big help to you, and I hope got you off on the right start.
It absolutely. In fact, when I went home, I said, "What am I doing with this?" You know, the other thing about direct marketing is if you don't, you know, what everyone would tell you is, you know, the professionals look for a market, and the amateurs look for a product. So what I had done was I said, here's my product, here's my consulting product. And then hearing again and again from the folks at the first seminar I attended, you know, check your market, do your market research. And I realized I hadn't done that. And so I went home and did it and realized, you know what, this business that I started is going to be a vanity boutique business that's going to be really hard to get off the ground until I'm very well known. And I still love doing kind of life coaching and working with entrepreneurs and with anyone about, you know, how to reach their goals. But that stuff's really hard to sell. And mm-hmm. what I discovered is once I discovered what the market wanted in terms of business education, and they really wanted to learn how to use the internet and how to be better marketers. And I kind of set myself up as, I'm going to teach people what I learned this weekend. And I got a business now because I already know more than anybody else I know about how to market on the internet. And I just went for 2.5 days. I've got these tools. I've got these principles. I've got the notes I can refer to. So that's immediately what I went and did. I went to that and I came home with the cheapest franchise that you could ever imagine. And I never had to pay you again, which is nice.
That's true. Maybe I'll have to figure out how to do something about that. But seriously, something that's really important. Especially now at this time, there seems to be a lot of internet information out there. There's all kinds of courses and seminars, and not so much seminars anymore actually, but tape sets, lots of tape sets, big launches. Got to have this now. Got to have that now. But it may lead one to believe that internet know-how is evenly and widely distributed throughout the business world. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. You get any 1,000 business people, and I'm talking about successful, intelligent people that have it going on, get any 1,000 business people in a room together, and you will quickly find that there's maybe 2 or 3 that actually know anything worthwhile about internet marketing. So the value of learning this material and learning it the right way, not chasing the fads and, you know, chasing the next big launch, you know, but actually learning the business from the ground up in a thorough, comprehensive, detailed way really will distinguish you. Not only, you know, if you want to start your own business, it will be invaluable, but it will also make you a very attractive business partner for other people. It certainly will make you an attractive employee if you want to go that route. It will make you an attractive consultant, an attractive vendor. This is still, at this late date, fairly rare knowledge, and it will... Howdy, didn't you find that it sort of instantly distinguished you? I know Perry, I remember, you know, I'm sort of, I have to go back into the distant mists of time, but Perry, who started out as a consultant as well, a marketing consultant, he said to me that, wow, Ken, I go into these cattle, he doesn't do this anymore, but in the old days, he'd go to a cattle call and some corporation would put out a request for bid, and Perry would show up with 10 other guys, and Perry said he was instantly distinguishing himself from everybody else in the room because he had intelligent things to say about internet marketing that the other guys couldn't touch. So there's a very, whether you learn it from us or whether you learn it from the man on the moon, there is a very compelling reason to learn internet marketing the right way. Of course, as old as there's the chance of building your own business and making, you know, pretty significant income. That's one issue, but the other issue is that it will really make you a different person and will raise the value of your personal stock. So great. So you started this consulting business, and that went well for you. And I know that you caught the attention of Perry Marshall.
We met at the first system I attended, and we had some nice chats. And he sent me his big box that he was selling, and we became friends. And then when he had a big client and he needed some help with it, he was thinking, you know, who in the world knows how to do this stuff?
And in those days, it was a very short list.
It was a very short list. And I wasn't really on it, to be honest. I had done some, I did some Overture and I had done some Google AdWords, but I wouldn't say that I was anything like a power user, and I certainly wasn't advising anyone on it. So I became basically, Perry's apprentice. So I, you know, I remember the first campaign I did for him. I sent him this thing, and he sent it back to me, and he, you know, he gave me like five things, significant things that I needed to do differently. So you know, that's how I learned with some of you know, Perry's clients. And you know, luckily he was and is a good enough consultant that my work never got out until he checked it over.
But, okay, that was the past, but you sort of rose in the ranks and became a pretty significant part of his team.
Yes. So when he started his coaching program, I was one of the coaches, and I have to say one of the things that has enabled me to write an AdWords for Dummies book is through Perry's coaching program, the hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs that I coached and got to see the parts of their business that nobody sees, including themselves. You know, you look at 350 AdWords campaigns, and you get really good at finding things quickly. You know,
and a lot of these campaigns, and think about that, 350 different businesses, a fair percentage of those guys were already not bad at Google AdWords.
That's where it got interesting, where I could see the guy who's spending, you know, $100,000 a year on clicks is making these mistakes. And I can go in and, you know, it's a hinge, but it swings such big doors. You make three suggestions and the guy saves $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes him 4 minutes to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I've noticed about AdWords people is that we all become very humble about our marketing skills because we run split tests and we see that these insignificant changes like a comma or a synonym or an extra space or a capital letter versus a lowercase letter can double our response rate.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point you go, I don't know anything.
Which is the great secret of direct marketing. We give it our best shot, but then we sit back and we listen. And we're willing to be surprised and change our course. The market is very clear about what it wants if you listen. And if you listen, it will gladly make you rich. And if you persist on the other hand, if you persist in selling things that people don't want or selling them in a way that people don't respond to, it's just more energy, more effort is not going to work. So you started as a sort of a fledgling consultant, and then you got exposed to real direct marketing, and then you got exposed to real internet marketing. You grabbed hold of one of the most powerful, multi-useful tools in internet marketing, which is Google AdWords. Because you were at the system, you got to meet Perry, who at that time was a student with you, by the way, I want to point out to everybody. Which is one of the, I have to say this is something that you get at the system that I don't think you get at other events. Our faculty, first of all, we have a very large faculty, we'll have over 25 instructors. They hang out in the sessions. This is not where people fly in, do a product pitch, and then fly out. This is a meeting of colleagues. We look forward to this meeting every year. We hang out together, and we are also around. We're walking around in the hallways, in the restaurants, in the bars, in the in-between sessions. I think Howie can confirm this because you've been to enough of my faculty trainings that I always emphasize to the faculty, and they comply to a very large degree, that they're there not just to give their presentation, but also you know, be a help and encouragement to our students, whether they're brand new or whether they're experienced pros.
Yep, that's been my experience totally, so both as a newbie and as a faculty member, that there's no line. I've been in conversations with a bunch of students after I talk, there's kind of this little patina of celebrity or whatever, and they'll come and start talking to me, and then one of the students will start sharing something, and everyone's hips will shift to them, and I'll start taking notes.
Yeah.
You know, because the people who, you know, a lot of the people who come are new at this, but a lot of the people who come year after year are tremendously successful, and they understand the benefit of, you know, coming for 3 days, hanging out, networking, and getting one new idea.
Yep.
that they hadn't heard before.
If you're in the internet business for real, and you're generating significant income and you're spending significant income, you've got to be crazy. I just have to say this to not be at the system every year, because you for a beginner, it's a fairly significant investment, and there's a pretty high mountain to climb, and I'm not going to minimize that. It's just the facts. But if you're already in this business and you're already making money and you're not at our event, I mean, you might as well just make a pile of $100 bills and set them on fire. You're wasting so much potential. I mean, the pros are always looking at what I charge and just rolling their eyes and going, I can't believe you're charging so little for this. This is crazy. But I'm charging what I charge because not everybody is successful yet, and I'm trying to get as many people into the party as I can. Now, Howie, in addition to your own business and then working as one of Perry's chief consultants, you got a call from a publisher.
Yeah, somehow they found me on the internet, and they also got a recommendation for me from our mutual friend Brad Hill, who was on a System Club call a couple of years ago talking about blogging, when very few people understood that.
That was I have to, just if you don't mind interjecting, blogging and social marketing is now the hottest thing on the internet. Well, guys, this is our third year of teaching that at the System Seminar. And Brad Hill, who happens to be an old friend, by an amazing coincidence, I've known, 30 years I've known Brad. And when we were in the sort of the music arena together, he was a musician and I was an event promoter. And I didn't know he was in the internet. He didn't know I was in the internet, and we reconnected. And he's one of the leaders in the whole blog industry. In fact, I believe he's running the whole blog division or a significant part of it for AOL.
He's running their Weblogs Inc.
Okay, that's just one of our buddies. And so Brad Hill put in a good word for you.
Yeah. So I talked to Wiley, is the publisher, and they were impressed enough with the outline. And when I sat down to write an outline about Google AdWords, I didn't know what to say. There's so many different screens and tools and things. I figured I have to put it in an understandable framework. And the framework I chose was the framework that I got from the system, and the one that Perry preaches to his students as well, which is that this is a tool, a traffic generation and testing tool for your direct marketing efforts for your business. And so, everything that I then talked about was, how does this help you get qualified traffic, understand your market, and poll them on what they want and don't want? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to say that that was our message. Pay-per-click started in the late 90s with Overture, which became Overture, which is now Yahoo. And really, nobody got, or very few people, and they were keeping their mouths shut, nobody got that pay-per-click was not only a good traffic generator, but also a great research and testing tool. And I believe, we started teaching this in 2000, and then we formalized it with the System Seminar in 2002. I believe we were the first course that laid that out, that integrated pay-per-click with direct marketing and business. Other people were just sort of treating it as a sort of standalone thing and weren't aware of all the different things you could do with it. So we were early and right out of the gate with that insight. This was so early that Google AdWords didn't even exist when we gave our first course. We were talking in terms of what was then Overture. So this approach, which is now common, everybody gets it. Many people have built hugely elaborate and expensive courses on how to use that basic insight, but I mean, we've been talking about this very detailed way now. It's going on 6 years, and that's something I just want to point out real quick. Innovation and being on the cutting edge is important in this industry because new tools do emerge, and sometimes when you're first with a new tool, you can get an unfair advantage. For example, our early students were able to buy clicks for as low as a penny. We were the first really to promote the long tail approach, which said, hey, don't buy the big fancy, or not the big fancy, but the big high traffic keywords. Buy some of those side keywords. I forget the term that we used, but we pointed out that there were a lot of valuable keywords that were everybody else was ignoring, and we had a lot of students that just cleaned up in those early days. So if you're looking for innovation, history shows and the track record shows you're going to find it at the system seminar, and it's something that we continually are working on. You know, another bit of evidence, social marketing, we've been teaching that for 3 years now. Video marketing on the Internet, this will be our third year that we're including that as part of our curriculum. And we've got some new tricks up our sleeve this year that are ahead of the curve on everybody. And what's going to happen, and you know, Howie, I don't know if you've seen this, but it'll happen at the system first, then 2 or 3 years later, somebody's going to grab hold of it, you know, glamorize it, put a lot of smoke and mirrors around it, and charge $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 for it. If you want to get that stuff first, like years earlier, and you want to get it straight without any baloney, you come to the system seminar. That's where this stuff, invariably, if you trace a lot of this stuff back, that's where it comes from. So Jay Wiley, which is a big New York publisher, this is not some guy with a garage and a mimeograph machine, coached Cuff and said, hey, we want you to be the our expert on Google AdWords. And you wrote them a proposal, and a lot of experts chimed in and said, yeah, he's the guy. And you got the contract, and then what happened?
Yeah, then I locked myself in my office for 6 months and bled all over the page until I had a book.
I got to hand it to you, man. Writing a book is really work.
It really is, especially, you know, I've calculated, you know, like, you know, clearly the book has been fantastic for my stature in my consulting career, but the way most people write books is they write it for the royalties. You know, I probably, you know, if it continues to sell as well as it's been selling, I probably did it for 35 cents an hour.
Yeah, I mean, let's a little lesson for folks, because I know there's a lot of would-be authors or people that believe that the path to success is a best-selling book. Books are great because they give you a chance to demonstrate your knowledge. And they're the absolute best calling card or brochure or sales letter you could ever produce. And if you can get a big publisher to pick up your book and distribute it for you, all the better. I mean, you see people like Dan Kennedy, who's a very shrewd marketer, and he makes sure that he's got 2 or 3 new books in the bookstore on a regular basis, because they're just they're a fantastic lead generator. There's a guy named John, I believe his last name is Eggers, who is a very, and I'm sorry if I'm mangling the name, I'm so bad with last names, but he is an expert on...
John Egan, I think.
I'm sorry, Egan, pardon me.
Yeah.
And he has a whole course, which is very good, on how to develop a book and write a book and publish a book and promote a book for marketing purposes. And I think he'll agree that no one makes money on the royalties. You make money on the prominence that you get by having written the book.
Yeah.
So you've gotten a lot of good reviews for your book. I know we were just talking with a colleague right before on the phone, and who's very good at Google AdWords herself, and she found it not only very useful but funny. You know, you throw some humor in there, which helps. As I was reading the book, something that occurred to me is that, wow, this is sort of like a complete training in the system fundamentals between the cover of a book. It's amazing. This is exactly the stuff that we have been teaching and trying to get across to people. And now, what does it sell for in the stores?
$24.99.
Okay, so for $24.99, you can get a big piece, not everything obviously, because part of the benefit of the system is the people that you meet and being exposed to brand new stuff as it develops. Obviously you can't get that from a book, but what you can get from a book is a very solid grounding in the fundamentals of internet marketing. And this is a book really, it's about Google AdSense, and it's a very good manual.
AdWords.
I'm sorry, pardon me, yep, big difference. It's a very good manual on Google AdWords, but it's also a very good training in internet marketing in general, but also in direct marketing and things like copywriting and things like testing.
Well, it had to be. In order to be useful about AdWords, it had to be in that context. Because, you know, Perry points out, if when you get really good at Google AdWords, you've just gotten good at giving Google money. That's all you've gotten good at.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you don't know what to do with them once they get to your site, or you don't prepare them properly, or you don't know who you don't want to come to your site, then, you know, you're basically really good at peddling a stationary bicycle.
Right. I mean, that's so important. I mean, there's no magic in AdWords itself, except for Google, who's now becoming, I think, what is it, they're the fifth richest company in the world. It's been magic for them, but it's only magic for you if you learn how to use it right. Otherwise, Howie, you made a great point. You're just sort of shoveling money into Google's bank account. On the other hand, when you do learn how to use it right, you're shuffling money into your own bank account. And you know, you've seen some amazing performances by businesses that use Google AdWords intelligently, but both your own consulting and clients that you've worked with through Perry.
Yeah, and you know, the secret of Google is once you get it's the world's simplest testing mechanism, and once you get good at doing that, and you figure out how to do these quick, simple, cheap, dirty tests, you then apply it everywhere else. I was logging onto my Google account this morning, and I go to their, you know, the login screen, and they have a new little blurb there. Find out how this, like, Happy Hound dog care place gets 90% of their business from AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, that's not good. I don't want 90% of my business from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, you know, Google is touting that as, you know, this is the ultimate of business. You know, the minute you're good at Google, you go everywhere else. And you create a stable foundation so that if, you know, if AdWords changes someday or goes away or your competitors get too fierce, you've taken what you've learned there and you can apply it everywhere else.
Wow, that's such an important thing. Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because most people would celebrate. They'd go, oh, great, you know, we can just do nothing and put up this Google AdWords account and they're getting all this business. And yeah, they may be having a party today, but we're about having a party tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And that's right. If you make one medium work, you want to take the lessons from that medium and move it to another and another and another. Not only builds your business and increases your sales, but increases the stability of your business.
Yeah. There was another statistic I saw this morning that really stuck in my mind, which, and it's related to, you know, the internet, the way most people market is that, you know, it's the Wild West, get in now, and there's a fatigue around that. Like, okay, it's been established, you know, what benefit do I have to jumping in now? I've already missed the train, I've missed the boat or something. And I was looking at my AWeber account, which is the autoresponder that I use, which we can talk about what that is. But it's, you know, I think you'd agree, maybe the essential tool of the internet is the sequential autoresponder. And they had a press release, and it just announced how many customers they now have. And I was shocked at how low the number was. It was 30,000 customers. And when you think about how many businesses there are in America, and I know AWeber is international, so this is, you know, the whole globe, but how many people, and they're, you know, they're essentially the gold standard for autoresponder. So it's not like, you know, they're just a bit player in a huge industry. They're one of the gorillas.
Yep.
And the fact that only 30,000 businesses are using it, and I don't know how many are using it poorly, but we still are in the infancy. And yet, you know, the market has overtaken the marketers. So when I look at Google AdWords, and almost no small businesses are using it or using it well, and yet how many people go to the Yellow Pages anymore when they want to find, you know, a dog groomer or a car mechanic or a plumber? They go to Google.
Yeah, I was saying this to a group the other day, that is largely small business people, local business people. And I said, you know, years ago I would have encouraged you to look at the internet, but today it's do or die for you guys. And the reason being is the Yellow Pages is not even, I mean, I mean, it's insignificant at this point. People are using the internet far more. You know, if somebody's got an internet connection at home, they're not using the Yellow Pages to find things. They're more like, much more likely, statistically speaking, to be using the internet. So if your business is local and it has previously been found by Yellow Pages searchers, and you're not aggressively getting on the internet right now, you're going to be losing business to the guy that does. And you know that number. I saw that number too for AWeber, and if you think about it, I mean, how many millions of businesses are there? How many millions of businesses are online? And only 30,000, which is really a drop in the bucket, are smart enough to realize they even need an AWeber, and probably, like in all businesses, probably 20% of the that 30,000 is savvy. So that would what's 10% of 30,000, so 6,000. So we're looking at in this world where trillions and trillions of dollars of transactions are being conducted every year. There's about, it looks like there's about 6,000 people that have some good grasp of how to market on the internet. And you know, based on my experience, that number is probably very accurate. So it goes back to something I said earlier that I just want to emphasize. If you're thinking of starting a business, if you're thinking of, or if you're in a career and want to advance your career, or if you want to be a consultant, or you want to be a service provider, or you're in the nonprofit arena and you want to help the cause that you're working for, all roads point to the internet. And there is a way, a rapid and very cost-effective way, to get very smart about the internet very fast. And Howie's made it even faster and less expensive through his book, which is Google AdWords for Dummies. And we're making that book available to everybody on this call. If they go to realmarketingbooks.com/2008. And the reason I'm doing that, and by the way, I'm going to throw something in here. Not only will you get Howie's book, you'll get two books that I've written. One is a classic called System Secrets. It was really the first time anybody ever put the core of the system in a book. And now we have a new book called System Club Letters, which is sort of some advanced strategies that I share that I previously shared only with my System Club members, and now I'm letting some of those out of the bag. So you'll get Howie's book, and you'll get two books from me, all for the price of what you would have paid to buy the book at full list price, which is $24.99. So if you go to realmarketingbooks.com/2008, you'll be able to do that. And for anybody who is thinking of coming to the system, I couldn't possibly encourage you more strongly to read that book. You'll be so better prepared. And if for some reason, you know, coming to the system this year is not in the cards for you, that book will actually give you a professional level education. Now you got to go out and use the material. You know, reading and doing are two different things, but you will have the best start that I can possibly imagine at the lowest possible cost.
It's funny you say that, because in several places in the book, I recommend that people go and sign up for the System Club free training, and just read your sales letters, as you know, not to even buy anything, but just to learn from them. Mm-hmm. And I know the first book you're offering, the System Secrets, was I think taken from the free email course you sent out. It was like a year-long course for people who were interested. And I was getting these emails and printing them out. And I think I gave you a testimonial on the back saying that, you know, they've been worth at least a couple $1,000 to me, the free stuff. So it's nice to hear you say that back to my book, because we've got a nice self-referential admiration society. I feel like if people just sign up for your free stuff, which I guess everyone listening to this call either has done or is an opt-in box away from doing. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't believe in holding back and saying you can't learn this until you come. There's pretty much nothing you can't learn about internet marketing from your free stuff. The advantages of the seminar are not, you know, there's new stuff, and there's people, right? You told me you started it so you could learn just like everyone else. So there's people who are coming who've never spoken before. But there's, you know, there's also a ton of camaraderie and networking and lots of good reasons. But just in terms of the what to do, if people just, you know, read the emails and the sales letters and get these two books with some of your best stuff in it, you know, there's a lot of people selling $1,500 packages who are going to need to find other business models if people just find out about your stuff.
Oh, boy, do I wish. But we actually started that model back in 2002. I realized, gee, I can actually give away an entire pre-seminar, and we called it the pre-system training. I mean, but a full seminar, not some phony baloney or some half-baked thing where we tell you, hey, you got to come to the seminar to get the real thing. We gave the whole core of our approach away for free, and we've done it every year. We do it through teleseminars. This year we're going to add screen tutorials. And people have literally, in fact, we have one student who came up to me last year and said, gee, I have to thank you and shake your hand. And I said, gee, why? I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. We haven't met yet. He goes, well, I've been taking advantage of the free trainings all these years. I made so much money as a sideline, moonlighting, that I made twice as much as a moonlighter as I was making as an attorney. And he was already making a pretty good living. I quit my full-time job, and I've become a full-time internet marketer. We're in the six figures. We're on target to do seven. And I got this whole distance just on your free material, and I thought I should come to your seminar and give you some money. All right. And actually, that to me, that would be the ideal way, you know, for people to take what we're giving for free, use it to build a business, and then when you are ready to take your business to the next level and you want to meet you know, the real players in the industry, networking with them, learning from them. And also, the one thing that we do at the system that is behind closed doors, and, you know, we can't give everything away for free, that's where we get into the latest, newest stuff. And some of this stuff is so new, I don't even have a handle on it either. We're bringing in experts who have not only pioneered new areas of internet marketing, but they've mastered them and have great track results. And many of these guys, and this is very often the case, and it's a historical fact, and I know the other gurus hate to hear me say this, but unfortunately they can't change history. If you go back and look at where most of today's big superstars came from, a huge percentage of them got their first chance to speak at the system seminar, and I continue to do that. I'm really not interested in the celebrities. I'm not interested in the good old boys club. I'm interested in the guys that are really doing it now, and if they're famous or not famous, or, you know, popular or not popular, or charismatic or not charismatic, I don't care. I'm looking for the best possible content for my attendees, and that's why you'll see people at the, you know, every year this happens, and it really cracks me up. Someone will go, Perry Marshall, who the heck is that? Why do you have him speaking? You know, I mean, even I've had people, you know, way back go, Yannick Silver, are you kidding? What would you have that guy at a seminar for? John Reese, who's that? Brad Fallon, who's that? Brad, you know, and then 2 years later, it's like these guys become the superstars of the industry. Well, you can meet, you know, people like that before they're famous and get the benefit of their experience and knowledge in a nice, friendly, positive, cooperative environment, and that's what we do. That's what we do live. And obviously, we can't bring our faculty to your living room. I'd love to somehow figure out how to do that. But in the meantime, you can get all the fundamentals, all the core stuff you know you need for free. If you want to spend a little bit of money, you can get Howie's book and my two books. That will give you an even more in-depth understanding of what we do. And then, if it makes sense for you, and to come to Chicago and be with the best of the best and immerse yourself in the realities of successful internet marketing, that's when you would come to the system seminar. This year we're going to be in Chicago, as we are every year. I just love Chicago. I live in New York and actually travel quite a bit, but I love Chicago. It's a good, serious business city. It's easy for people to get in and out of. And I love that Midwestern work ethic, no nonsense. You know, I really appreciate that. So we're in Chicago May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. As of this moment, I have no idea when this recording is going to go out, but by the end of 2007, we had already pre-sold, cash in hand, over 150 seats. We will probably sell out early, as we always do. So if you're interested in this, now's the time to do your due diligence and look into it and study it. Don't don't put this on the shelf and say you can get to it later. There may not be a later for you. But take advantage of the free stuff. Definitely take a look at realmarketingbooks.com/2008. You can get Howie's very thorough, very comprehensive, highly respected training manual on Google AdWords. It's called Google AdWords for Dummies. And as a part of a special promotion that's valid right now while we're promoting System 2008, you can also get included at no extra cost two of my books, System Secrets, which was the first time anybody actually put the secrets of the system in a book, and Letters to the System Club, which are some where I handle some advanced topics in marketing that, frankly, when you get this book, you're going to be amazed how many things in that book nobody else talks about and how important some of these things that I discuss with my System Club that just it's not on the radar of anybody. I mean, life and death distinctions and strategies and tactics and viewpoints and ways of solving marketing problems that you just won't really find anywhere else are in that book. So those two books come for free, and the book again is Google AdWords for Dummies by Howie Jacobson. Go to realmarketingbooks.com/2008 and get that whole bit. And you literally will be sort of a junior system student, but you'll actually have a very, very, very solid grasp of everything you need to make money either for yourself or for your clients. Again, System Seminar itself, the live event, the annual we do every year where we bring together the best of the best, that is going to be May 30th, 31st, and June 1st in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Howie, I want to thank you so much for your time and for joining us today and sharing your experience with us and for writing a really good book. I have to admit I'm a little bit lazy and I've never gotten around to really putting as much in a book as you've put into yours, and I got to thank you for that. You're going to help a lot of people with it.
Yeah, well, there's something really nice about having a big corporation with a contract, like to scare you into doing stuff. You know, if you want to write a book, I would hire Wiley to breathe down your neck.
There you go. Well, I do that. I do that with the annual conference because the date comes, and if I don't have the faculty ready and the curriculum ready, and so it forces me to work faster and harder than I would normally work if I were left to my own devices. But let's close this with a great thing that Dan Kennedy says, which I think is so important, not only for marketing but for managing ourselves, which is nothing happens without a deadline. And if you're listening to this call, I'd give your deadline of today. To go to realmarketingbooks.com/2008. Get Howie's book. Get my two books thrown in for free. This is literally a limited time offer. This is something that we're doing to promote System 2008, obviously. It's not going to be available forever, so I recommend taking advantage of it while you can. That's realmarketingbooks.com/2008.
Yeah. Should I just mention that there's a $25 Google AdWords coupon in my book, which makes it essentially free?
Oh, I forgot about that. All right. So, yeah, you get Howie's book, you get my two books, and you get all your money back in a Google coupon. Hard to lose on that one. And we want everybody to be successful in Internet marketing. We'd love to see you at the system. But whether you come to the system or not, really look at Internet marketing, serious, real Internet marketing. I'm not talking about all the folderol stuff that's out there, but the real core, hardcore, serious Internet marketing. It's the fastest way I know to give yourself an edge in business today, and it's going to remain that way for years to come. There just really are not that many people that understand how to market on the Internet, and if you can invest some time and effort in being one of those rare people, it will change your life. And it's changed mine, it's changed Howie's, it's changed hundreds of our students' lives, and it could change yours too. So, Howie, again, thanks. I'm going to give the URL one more time, realmarketingbooks.com/2008. And this is Ken McCarthy signing off, thanking Howie Jacobson and wishing everybody a great day.